4. When Mimi and the inspector straggled back to the station, it was almost 9 p.m. Neither had found the time to eat anything. Or, more precisely, they could have taken an hour or so to eat something had they wanted, but the truth was that neither of them had felt like it. "Did Fazio ever show up by any chance?" he asked Caterella.
"No, sir, chief."
They went into Montalbano's office. "Have a seat, Mimi. Let's brainstorm for another 5 minutes. Shall I send for some coffee?"
"Good idea."
Montalbano picked up the phone. "Cat, could you go get us a couple of coffees at the bar?" "Thanks." They eyed each other.
"You first," said Mimi.
By this point, it's clear they've got Fazio. Whether dead or alive is another question.
"Well, he wasn't in the sea at any rate."
"But that still doesn't mean we know he's alive."
"Agreed. But if they got him with the second shot, the one fired around the storehouses, where'd they put him?"
"Mimi, we're unable to come up with an answer for one simple reason. Namely, we don't know what happens when the trawlers come in, how much time they take to unload, at what time they leave the storehouses to go to their berths, how long the refrigerator trucks stay there before leaving with their cargoes of fish. To put it simply, what sort of activity is there around there at that time of the night?"
"The customs officer said he'd heard the shots just before 4 a.m. and that between 3 and 4 o'clock everything had been quiet."
"Fine, but what does quiet mean? That there wasn't a soul around?" "That's not possible. There must still be some people about, even at that hour. In fact, the customs agent said he saw a motorcycle drive past after he'd heard the two shots. So there must still have been somebody there." The door flew suddenly open and crashed against the wall. Mimi and the inspector both leapt out of their chairs. Algello cursed under his breath.